Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Hey, it is J. Michael Michael for LA Talk Radio. And if you're like me and you love talk radio, but you can't find anything worth listening to on the AM dial, then how about this? How about you tune into LA Talk Radio? See, LA Talk Radio is the biggest and the best in LA and is a .com, so we have it all from sports to music to self-help to just about anything, including talk. And right now, we have the new writer's favorite show, The Writer's Block. So sit back, pour some more wine, grab that box of chocolates, and relax, because it all starts right now.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina, Bobby Bell, and Bob Brill. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi-o, Silver!
Can you just imagine that white horse charging up that hill in Canoga Park and rearing up in front of the Lone Ranger Rock? Hey, this is LA Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Writer's Block. I am your host, Mr. Allergies Infected, Jim Christina, in studio with Bob Brill, on the phone with Bobby Jean Bell, our lovely roving reporter out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And, hey, Bobby Jean.
Hey!
I already did my highs to Bob.
Yeah, put an apple on your head and get an arrow.
There you go. There you go. What's going on? You guys are getting so close to the Cowboy Festival now.
Yeah, it's a couple,
I know.
4 weeks.
30,
like
yeah,
30
yeah.
Days
you're,
now,
you guys are just rolling right up on top of it. And, of course, on the 9th, we have Junie Fisher with us.
Cool.
I think she's going to be on phone because she's not going to be in town yet.
She's going to be on phone.
Yeah.
She has an event earlier that day.
Right.
I think in a library or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So she'll be on phone with us, but it'll be a special writer's block one-on-one with Junie Fisher, and that'll be a lot of fun for us because she's such a great musician. And I haven't read her book yet, but I will make sure that happens.
Wait until you read her book.
You know, if it's anything like Jefferson's Chance, I'm going to love it.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah. And if anything's like Bob's new book, Lancer, Hero of the West, The New Orleans Affair, you'll love it.
Thank you.
Bobby
Thank
Jean,
you.
You're going to like this one.
Yeah.
Thank I you. Don't have it yet.
You won't because it's not done yet. I just formatted it on Monday.
I should have it. My daughter just submitted the updated cover tonight. Hopefully I'll hear tomorrow if everything's ready to go, and then we'll be rocking and rolling.
There you go.
I'll get you a copy right away.
As soon as time permits?
Yes, as soon as I get them and can put them in an envelope.
Which actually, I'm actually looking for a copy next week or week after.
I'm hoping, if I get them here by next week, that'll be great. You know how the mails are.
I do. I know how they ship from Amazon. I know that for sure. God, some days it's like here tomorrow, and
it's amazing.
6 weeks to 2 months.
You know, and it's funny because you should bring that up because I did an interview for my podcast this week with a company. It's a moving and storage company. It's to the stars. And they were saying that Amazon has driven their business crazy because what has happened is Amazon's buying up all the cardboard for shipping.
Oh, sure.
So it's driven the price of cardboard up worldwide, and it's killing some businesses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, something like that you wouldn't think of, right? But bingo, there it is. Yeah.
The consequences are long-ranging.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Amazon's got more money than God.
So does Jeff Bezos.
And Jeff Bezos owns Amazon.
Yeah, he's only got half of what he had before.
Well, yeah. Divorces do that. But he still owns the Washington Post.
Yeah, and $45 billion.
Oh, I know.
Just unbelievable.
Oh, my God. The guy is just like an ugly. Jesus, how come ugly people get all the money?
Yeah, but what you get with money, you don't get because you're ugly.
That's what they say. Okay, we are going to get started. We've got a young lady with us tonight on the phone. And Judy Coder is her name, and she's a singer, songwriter, composer, recording artist, and educator. And, well, actually, that and she's just a magic lady. How's that? She is. So her westward migration from Kansas to Washington 4 years ago launched her headlong into songwriting and composition with her newest project, a full-length folk opera. She's talking shop with literary writers as she hones her skills as a librettist, which would be someone who deals with librettos, which is what we'll be talking about here this hour with Mrs. Judy Coder. So would you please welcome her to the Writer's Block, Mrs. Judy Coder.
Well, hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the madness.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I read your Mountain Charlie libretto today.
Wonderful.
All 21 pages of it.
Yes, me too.
Exceptional. I tell you what, it really tells the story. It kind of reminds me of that movie, what was it? Ballad of Little Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that film in a long time.
Yeah, where she takes the guise of the man
right,
to survive.
Right.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that, but totally different.
Does everything that is nonconformist and could get her into trouble with the West.
Exactly. Including not letting them hang bad guys. Yeah. So, Judy, tell me. Explain to all of our 600,000 listener. What is a libretto?
A libretto is the script of the opera. It looks a little bit like a screenplay because all of opera is dialogue. There's usually no narrator and everything is sung. And so we need lyrics and it all needs to be conversation, mm-hmm. either with the audience or with somebody else on the stage.
Okay, and that's primarily, that's from the Italian root libro, which is book.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. As I was saying earlier before we went on the air, is that my grandfather, he was from Sicily, and he was like this totally huge opera dude. And every record he bought, and he took all the album covers and posted them on his wall down in his music room. So he had, his wallpaper was album covers.
Wow, that's cool.
And all the sleeves inside, about three quarters of them were printed with the libretto from the opera, and it was just you could sit there and read them all day if you knew Italian.
Yeah,
you know what do I know? Just a little Dago kid from San Diego.
Yeah, I learned to read reading librettos because my mother was the same way.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We had a couple that were in English, which helped. You
know? Yeah, well, Carmen was one of his favorites, and Carmen was in English. The later translation French. Of it was English. Yeah,
French. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, love of opera. Jim and I, of course, were Italian, so it comes naturally. It's a law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So my first question to you, Judy, is where did your love of opera come from?
My love of opera was probably a gift from my mother, who is a huge opera fan. And I probably started reading the librettos for operas when I was a little girl because one of the recordings that we had at Christmas time was Giancarlo Menotti's A Mall in the Night Business.
Oh, I love
and I
that.
I would curl up in a one of those round 1960s style chairs.
Oh, yes.
And I would just listen all the way through. It was premiered in 1950, 1951, mm-hmm. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so it was still somewhat new, and the libretto was in the album. And the entire opera was both sides of a 33 record. It was opera.
And
so
and
it was really
it, yeah.
easy. Yeah, it's really accessible for the public. And it, in fact, was the first opera written specifically for television. It was commissioned by NBC.
Oh, wow.
And so it was written for people who aren't necessarily opera buffs to give them a taste for opera. And it certainly gave that to me. And I have probably had that playing through my head my whole life. there are times that I'll wake up in the morning and I hear conversations in my head, and all of the conversations are being sung.
You know,
Judy, see what that comes from.
Judy, this morning, for some reason, in the shower, "This Is My Box" was running through my head.
Which is one of my very favorites.
Not going there.
I never travel without my box.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Bob and I are sitting here cracking up. That's probably
you know, if you don't know that
it's probably good for you,
opera,
Bobby Jean.
That won't make any sense what I just said.
Absolutely makes tons of sense, just not what you're thinking. Anyway,
it is a very fun song.
Anyway, the libretto is tantamount to the opera. I mean, it requires the words and the music. Now, the composer, I mean, you composed the lyrics or the words of the libretto. Who is doing the music? Or are you doing the music as well?
Yes.
You are.
I am doing everything. So the next step is to write the music.
Right.
Probably for piano accompaniment,
mm-hmm.
which is the way that it would be first accessible on the concert stage, and also would lend itself to scene shows with opera companies or with universities that have opera programs.
Uh-huh.
And so that would be the next step. And then the final step then would be to fully orchestrate it.
Well, reading through your libretto, the Mountain Charlie, it occurs to me that it's probably a fairly short show. Would I be right?
It's impossible to tell.
Yeah.
I've been trying to figure that out, and it depends on how long each one of these songs is and how many songs I add.
Right.
There's not a lot of repeated work, and I really do want it to be as if it is happening. And when we have conversations with people, we don't go back and repeat the refrain.
No.
And
right.
so I don't
no.
want that to happen very often, but there may be times, particularly in arias, when one character may be stopping for a while to reflect on the person that they're in love with, for example. There might be a repeated refrain then in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much that's going to add to the length of it, but I know that it takes longer to sing something than it does to read it.
Sure.
So I don't know how long it will be before I know
mm-hmm.
the length of the opera. I just know that it's an opera in two acts and it has one intermission.
Well, if you're doing a Western, you're certainly in the right town for it, Ellensburg, Washington. That's Cowboy City. So
it's Cowboy City, and it also is home to a fabulous university.
Absolutely. Central Washington, yeah.
So I'm very excited to share it with the university here, and also the university that is my alma mater back in Kansas. And those are the first two that I will approach about showcasing a few of the scenes.
Now, we've always, you know, heard the term horse opera. why did you tackle this particular genre with an opera, or why did you tackle an opera with this particular genre?
The first notion that I had that I might want to take on a project of this size actually came when I was touring a museum, an art museum, with my daughter Sarah, my beautiful daughter Sarah. That is her full given name, by the way, my beautiful daughter Sarah. And she
okay.
and I were visiting this museum, and we were a part of a tour. And the tour guide was describing a particular work that the artist had spent quite a bit of time on, and she referred to it as a masterwork. And she said a masterwork is anything that an artist would devote an uninterrupted time of at least a year to this one work of art. And I decided, you know, if I'm ever going to complete a masterwork, I should start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose you got to start it to finish it, don't you?
Yeah, I hope I live long enough to finish it, you know?
I don't think there's any danger there.
I was really thinking that what I want to do is I want to share a story from America's past.
Mm-hmm.
And this is taken right out of the history pages of the American West. And there are so many people that are part of the story of America's westward expansion that if you look at their journals or their autobiographies, you read a story of their lives read like an opera plot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
That is certainly true of our heroine here.
Yes, yes, Rebecca.
She wrote her own autobiography just a few years after this story is complete. And for a while, all I did was transcribe and then, you know, put it into conversation form.
Mm-hmm.
From this is what I did and then this is what happened to me, and put it into conversational form. And the first challenge that I had as a librettist came when I did a little bit of research and went to see the Metropolitan Opera at the movies, which is, if you've never done that,
yes.
Oh my gosh, it is
wonderful.
So fun. You go and sit in your blue jeans in the movie theater, preferably the one that has the reclining seats, you know?
Yep.
And you get a little bit of popcorn and sit back and relax, and you watch a live show, a Saturday afternoon matinee,
mm-hmm.
from the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh, wow.
And I had written a fair amount of this libretto when I decided, okay, I need to do some research. The next opera that was coming up on the Met at the Movies was Puccini's The Girl of the Golden West. And I knew that my music was not going to sound like Puccini's because I wanted to have recognizable folk tunes, and I wanted to be a comfortable, easy folk song kind of style. But I knew that the sets were going to look quite a bit like that, because The Girl of the Golden West is set in the American West. You know, a saloon in the American West looks pretty much the same, no matter who sets it. And I wanted
long and narrow.
I wanted to take a look at the stage sets and start to imagine, before I got too far in the libretto, how it would stage. And I was so glad I did, because I had in my outline, I had Act 1, Scene 1, Act 1, Scene 2, Act 1, Scene 3, Scene 4. There were six scenes. And I watched this opera and realized operas don't do set changes. If they have a set change, they have an intermission.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, my timeline had to be reexamined, because I needed to know if I could still tell the story without changing the set.
Mm.
And so I managed to do it. It was easier than I thought it was going to be. I was really kind of scared for a little while. But I sat down and just did the grind work, and it flowed better than I thought it was going to. I changed the sequence of a few things. That's why this is called historic fiction.
Mm.
Because I did not tell her story as she did in her autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
I changed a few details.
I guess one of the things you learned about that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
One of the things
that
you
was part of the learning process, yeah. The writing process.
Yeah, I guess one of the things you learned through that would be the discipline of, you know, putting everything in one set.
Yes. Can I still tell the story if I'm not changing the set?
Right, right.
And I was so pleased that the answer was yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, from your description of this of where they are, it seems that it's moving around a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's pretty much the same scenery. So,
mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. When I was reading this, I really love the pentameter of the dialogues and the discussions and what you can actually tell is going to be a song. You know,
uh-huh.
Because they just flowed really, really nicely. And so I applaud you. That's very well done. Very
Thank
well done.
You.
Are there any areas of the music that you're really feeling challenged by over something else? In other words, something whether it's an action type of song or a love song or, the different types of music that you're going to have in there. Is there something more of a challenge to you than anything else?
There is a challenge I'm working on right now. I am, first of all, very pleased that the love theme that recurs throughout the opera is going smoothly. It can be a solo, it can be a duet, and I can pile songs on top of it, and that's a lot of fun. However, there's a duet that I'm trying to make some headway with. It happens early in the opera, and it's when the heroine is talking with her one confidant about why it is that she needs to be in disguise.
Right.
And the duet that they sing is, a man can do this, a man can do that, a man can embarrass himself and people just laugh, a man can do pretty much anything that he wants to and get by with it. And a lady, on the other hand, she's delicate, she's soft, she's fair, she can't. And I want this song to be fast moving, I want it to be fun. And so far, A Man Can is sounding an awful lot like You Can't Get a Man with a Gun. And so Ethel Merman is singing in my head, and that's not the direction I want to go with this at all. So I may actually need to back up and just start from the opening chorus, and when that song is finished and the next people take over, I may just have to write that scene through just to make sure that I am actually in a flow rather than attacking it separately, because attacking it separately is not getting me anywhere yet.
let's take a minute here and play a little bit of a cut that we've got here from the Ballad of, maybe you can help me out, Judy. It's the Ballad of...
This is the Ballad of Baby Doe.
That's the one.
It's an opera that was premiered in 1956 by Douglas Moore, and it tells the story of Baby Doe and Horace Tabor,
okay,
who were big names in the silver boom in Leadville, Colorado.
This is the finale. I'm going to play a little bit of this, and here it is. Okay, now that is the that's the Ballad of Little Jane Doe.
Baby Joe.
And that voice belongs to whom?
That's me.
That's Judy.
See, we knew you could sing. No. I have another cut I'll play here a little bit later. That's totally different than that. But there's something about the way opera comes out. Even this, that's a westernized opera. It's a Western opera. But there's something the way that it presents itself. And then when you get the musicians in there and the singers in there, even though it's in English, it automatically becomes Italian to me. I don't know why that is.
Well, the good news is that if you are fortunate enough to find your music played in a big time opera house,
mm-hmm,
they always give you the English translation, even if it is being sung in English.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the smaller opera houses, they'll print it in the program.
Yeah, I grabbed the thing from an opera, golly, years ago, and it was the Hand, the Flyer, the Handout, And all the lyrics were inside, and they were all in English.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
One of the things it sounded like when you were dealing with the Ethel Merman question is having the struggle to keep it from the struggle between a musical and an opera, mm-hmm. which I'm sure if you're writing an opera, all that is in the back of your mind, and it's hard to keep it from sneaking in.
It is hard because we are influenced by everything that we listen to. And my music is a mix of all of the things that I have really studied. And so it will be a challenge, particularly when I throw in a folk tune, to make sure that it is still consistent from one song to the next, that it has a consistent style. So that's part of the challenge, frankly.
Judy, what is the difference between an opera and an operetta, and then why choose to go with the opera form over the operetta?
That's
honestly
a good question.
An operetta is a very difficult thing to define, but I know that you never seem to hear anymore about people writing an operetta. They're either writing a musical or they're writing an opera. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can put it in a specific time frame yet. I'm not sure that we have reached that point. But people usually these days just write one or the other. And there have been times that I've tried to define an operetta and say, well, it's got some speaking. Well, so does a musical. And, well, okay, maybe it's the subject matter. Well, I think it's kind of hard to define an operetta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But one thing's for sure, I'm even though I cannot say for sure how long this opera will be in duration, I think it's too long to call it an operetta.
Well, I was just going to say, historically, operettas are a little bit shorter than operas.
And so, perhaps light in subject matter.
Right.
Light in subject matter, too, yeah.
Right, right, probably. Right. Have you ever, when I was in high school, we had the choir that did all the shows, and then we had, other stuff that went around musically, but then we also had a thing in the drama department called the drama chorus. I don't know if you've ever heard anything like that, but it's something similar to what you've done here, except there's no music, and it's all spoken in harmony.
It is
absolutely phenomenal to listen to.
Wow.
It. And you have alto, sopranos, basses. You have all the entire spectrum, but there's no music. Everybody speaks the part.
Wow, this is
yes, I've been in choruses that have done a work, perhaps on the program mm-hmm. that was a spoken piece.
Right, and it's amazing to listen to, and so that's it. Kind of made me when I was reading your thing today. I kept going back to Mr. Liggett's class and thinking, oh man, that sounds almost like some of the stuff we did in drama course. So it was fun. It was fun for me.
Judy, when you get the idea for the song, I'll call it the song, are you sitting with your guitar? Are you just singing a cappella? Are you at a piano? When you're moved and it's starting to come for you, how do you capture it?
I capture it on the voice memo on my phone because it might be any variety of ways. I might do it with the guitar, and it might just be a melody that I'm plunking out on the piano or some chords that I'm plunking out on the piano. And the important thing is to make sure that I capture it before the phone rings or I have to go to an appointment and I forget what I was thinking, because this could be a really good idea and it may not pop back into my head the same way. So I record it just as fast as I can and get it up in the cloud, off the phone, up into the cloud where it's going to be safe and I can retrieve it later.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing the way the phone has changed all of our lives, especially as artists. I know I do the same thing with script ideas.
Driving
down the road, I just pop my phone. Oh, talk that story up.
He sits here with his phone propped up on his wallet, and all the questions he wants to ask are scripted on his phone.
I adapt as I go along.
He does. And, he doesn't ad-lib very much, though. We're going to take a couple minutes here. We're going to do some ads. So, Bobby Jean, have you got yours in front of you?
Oh, let me see. I do.
Well, then go for it. Here, let me give you a little background music. What do you think?
Okay. That's a good idea.
There you go.
Has cabin fever got you down? Turn your mind away from the winter storms and think spring. Now's the time to refresh your outlook. What events do you have coming up? An outdoor music festival, a trip to the mountains, a horseback ride adventure. Out West Shop has just what you need to revive your spirits and reboot your wardrobe. Cool, hip, boho tops, stylish boots from Dan Post, and great-looking jackets are just a few of the fashion essentials offered for men and ladies. Find it all at www.outwestshop.com. Enter coupon code SPRING and save $10 on your order. Call toll-free 1-877-340-9378. Out West delivers the West door-to-door, coast-to-coast, and around the world. It's always a great day out West.
Hey, J. Michael Michael here for All Dogs Rule. You know, if you're planning a trip and there's no way you can take your canine buddy, how about considering All Dogs Rule Day Camp and Sleepover? That's right. All Dogs Rule Day Camp and Sleepover is the premium place for your four-legged friends to spend their time away from you. If you want a place where you know your buddy will be safe and have lots of attention, being able to play with other dogs, goats, sheep, horses, and even humans, then All Dogs Rule is the place for you. Acres of play space, grass, orange trees, and the gorgeous Sespe River, all with no stress, and extras if you want. All you need to do is ask. So when your dog returns home, you'll have to ask whose vacation was better. So check out their website at alldogsrule.com or give them a call at 805-524-1100. Your dog will thank you. And, of course, Russ Avison and Karen will thank you. And we thank you for listening. So that's it. Okay, we are here. Let's do this. That's great. This just makes my day.
Bum, ba-da-bum, 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 ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum,
ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, and it might be an illusion, but she's got to go and see if there's not a place for her somewhere west of Laramie. Somewhere west of Laramie, I hope to find the rest of me.
Now, that is Somewhere West of Laramie. That's just proven fact that you don't just do opera.
That's true.
And Bobby Jean told me a little secret about you as well, Judy, that you're also a world-class yodeler.
Oh, yeah. Yodeling.
I have been known to yodel. Yes,
she has. I thought yodeling died with Roy Rogers.
Oh, no.
Oh, not by a long shot.
See, I what do I know? I'm just Dago kid from San Diego. I don't know nothing.
So, you know, before I ask my next question, you have to finish Jim's answer.
Which one?
Oh. That means you have to, she has to yodel.
Yeah, now you have to yodel. No, you don't have to yodel.
I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
Now you have to yodel, but you don't really have to yodel. Nobody's going to expect you to yodel.
Well, the question I had, and I asked this question to Jim Jones last week, and Jim's music is certainly Western. And we all kind of grew up with the words country, Western being together, you know, especially if you were, early in my career I was a disc jockey, and that was what we played was country, Western. But there really is a separation between the two. How do you describe what you do on a normal basis, and do you describe it as country, Western, or country, Western, or what?
Our music is described as Western folk.
Well, that would
really
work.
We don't do any country at all, and a lot of people do still have that impression that country and Western are linked, and they haven't been linked for a long time. Country actually was the industry that made that distinction, and it's been quite some time. And the easy description, of course, is that in country music, the cowboy is sitting inside on a bar stool and he's singing his sad song about kissing his neighbor's wife goodnight. And in Western music, the cowboy is not inside at all. He is outside under the stars. And if he kissed anybody goodnight,
it was his horse. Well put.
That's probably the best description I've heard of that.
In our case, we combine that with a folky sound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that, I play a folk guitar, but almost everything that we perform that is upbeat, I'm playing Western swing chords.
Mm-hmm.
But because I play a nylon-stringed guitar, it has a folky sound to it, even when I'm playing swing chords.
Yeah, I did folk music for years and years and years and years. Years and years. 100 years. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I've never done is music. Karaoke, maybe, but that's about it. Yeah.
Got into it. Actually, in Seattle, so there you go.
Oh, there you go. Judy? Up in her neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I listened to West of Texas, that to me that was, you know, I listened to the swing side of what you do, and was that sort of a snub at the people of Texas?
That's the other.
It was written for Kristen Harris, actually. She had been a part of our musical past, and she is always, like so many Texans, very quick to say all of the wonderful things that about Texas that make it different from any other place in the West. And they define West as Texas. Well, those of us who live in the state of Washington don't really consider Texas to be all that West.
Nope.
And even in my Kansas experience, Texas isn't any further west than Kansas is.
Mm-mm.
And Texas was at one end of the cattle trail, and Kansas was at the other. So I don't know how that makes them any more west than, you know, anybody else. And so this was a song that was in process for a while, but really it was aimed pretty directly at Kristen, and she knew that.
Well, as you're writing, and you obviously are a multi-talented singer-songwriter, composer. as you're writing and you're doing your lyrics and you're doing your music and you've got your lyrics and you put your lyrics down, have you ever stopped and thought to yourself, where do I go from here? In other words, have you ever had writer's block? And if you have, where did you go with it?
That was an easy way to get into that.
I know, huh?
I have definitely had writer's block. It has helped to talk to people that I know that have been writing longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, especially now that I'm kind of in uncharted territory for myself, I have not written an opera before. I have written choral music, I have written solo music, and I have written some lyrics, more lyrics than I give myself credit for. And I just have not done the big job before. And I think part of it is when somebody decides to write an opera, how can it be that different from deciding to write a novel? It's a big job.
Oh, absolutely.
There are some times that you sit back and you think, okay, I need to get my taxes figured, so I need to gather up my taxes. And it's about time to think about what we're going to put in the garden, and we've got a family vacation this weekend, and when am I going to write this? And that's really when I get into trouble, when I don't have those huge blocks of time where I can just shut off the rest of the world and just get into the zone and start just living my life with the characters in this work that I'm in the middle of. That's really when I get into trouble, when I don't have those big blocks of time. And I get a lot of encouragement from people who also write. And, you know, a lot of people have said, so what's the secret to writing? You write. You sit down every day and you write.
Exactly right.
And honestly, that has gotten me over quite a few humps. Just sit down and say, okay, I can't just crank this out and have it be rhyme and meter. I can't sit down and write the poetry. First, I just need to write down the ideas that I have, and then we'll see about crafting them. Just write down whatever is in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot from that. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do the libretto. I spent the first year saying, I need to find a libretto. Before I finally decided, well, why don't I just give it a shot? And just that one piece of advice was so helpful for me. Just keep writing. Just do it.
Judy, you and Jennifer are on the road a great deal of time performing. You take long trips where you're gone for a month or two, usually at a time. Do you find...
Our tours will be up to 6 months, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you find that... you're able to use some of that time driving and, you know, on the road as creative processing time? Or is it just, you just got too much going on with directions and where are we now? And
it can be creative, but it's not as predictable.
Mm.
I can find inspiration in our travels. And when we have a long stretch of highway where there's nothing going on, I can come up with some pretty fun ideas, but it's hard to predict. I have never been able to say, okay, on this stretch, when we're just driving for 3 days solid, I am going to write this piece.
Yeah,
I've never been able to do that. But I have had some creative moments. The arrangement that I did of Don't Fence Me In was on a particularly flat stretch of road between eastern Colorado and the eastern end of Kansas. And if anybody's ever driven that, they know just how flat eastern Colorado and western Kansas can be. Yeah, there was a big stretch of highway there, and it was a creative moment, but I've never been able to just say, I'm going to write this song on these 3 days. Never mm-hmm. been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Too many distractions.
I had just one other question for you. It was such a thrill to hear some music from this premiering at the 2018 International Western Music Association, the Chorale Chorale. You and Jeannie Cahill, what an amazing event. And what was that like for you? That was that the first time that you really heard the music? What was that like for you?
that was pretty powerful. I was excited about all of the choral pieces that we had arranged for that event, excited about all of them, but to be able to hear the opening chorus for my opera and to have people say that I did, in fact, paint the picture that I had hoped to paint, that big, epic feeling, just like the opening sequence of a big motion picture, big Western movie. That's really what I wanted, and I am told that's what I achieved. That was really exciting for me, and it was an important inspiration for me to keep going with the project and keep doing it.
Well, I think all of us, all of us that were there were really moved. I was actually almost in tears through a good part of that whole performance. It was so riveting, and it was just magic. That whole performance was magic.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
And you can send her the $20. You probably missed that, huh? Hey, we're going to be running out of time here pretty quick, Judy. Where can people find your music? Can they get it at Amazon? Or
the best thing to do is go to judycoder.com.
Okay. And all your music and your CDs and stuff are all available there.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all of the recorded music is at notableexceptions.com. And everything links up.
Okay.
Find us either way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your email, of course, is judy@judycoder.com.
Uh-huh.
And anything you'd like to pass on to anybody real quick, like if you're going to write, or if you're going to sing, or if you're going to do both.
Or where are you going to be appearing next?
Or where are you going to be next?
Notable Exceptions, next stop, there's a performance on March 23rd right here in Ellensburg, which is unusual because we don't know anybody here. You know, we're never home.
Oh, very good.
So we're very excited to be playing in our hometown. And then the following weekend, we'll be performing in Redmond, which is a suburb of Seattle.
Right,
Soul Food Coffee House.
Yeah, right up the road from Bellevue.
And all the rest at notableexceptions.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening and joining us. It was a great time having you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we loved it.
Oh, it was great.
We loved it. And let's can you notify us when this opera is done?
I certainly will.
Oh, we would love to hear that, and like where it's going to play and stuff. And
do you have a target date for it, Judy?
Do you? You have a target date?
Oof. Nope.
I knew that was coming. It was an oof.
My next target date is, I'm hoping to do some workshops and some master classes with a couple of universities this fall and next fall. I'm setting one deadline at a time.
Well, there you go. Thank you again so much for joining us. This libretto is wonderful, and thanks for sharing it with us. And
thank you for giving me a deadline.
Oh, of course. And now you take care now. And of course, if you want to get a hold of Judy, her email is judy@judycoder.com. And if you go to judycoder.com, there's all kinds of stuff there you can look at, pictures of her and the symphony, not the symphonies, but the choir and the chorals that she's done and some other stuff. So go check out her website. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And it was Judy Coder. Thank you so much. And we are back. Bobby Jean Bell.
Yes.
Next week, we have a lady that is married to one of our prior guests, John Palmieri, who did the Hook's Tale.
Hook's Tale.
Remember?
Yeah, I do.
And his
remember.
Reading. Oh, my God. It was so good.
It was so good.
I know. Well, this is his wife. Her name is Irene O'Garden. And the name of her book is Risking the Rapids, How My Wilderness Adventure Healed My Childhood.
I
started it today. It's pretty fascinating, actually.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So she will be with us next week. She's in New York, so she's going to be up late. And Bob, what do you got going on? You got a Lancer book coming out.
Yeah, I'll be out any day here. And I'm going to take a quick respite of one day.
Hey.
Sorry, I've been cranking it, working on some other stuff, other projects I've been working on, and maybe get a guest role on a TV show that I don't even know what it is yet, but I know it's coming up on the 28th, and I think I may have it, so it'll be kind of cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Bobby Jean, where are you going? You and Jim are always on the road.
For us, it's all about getting ready for the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival and
yes.
the Buckaroo Bookshop.
And you'll be here.
Yep.
Just the radio shows and just, you know, out west. It's just another day out west.
And we are lucky enough to have you in studio for two nights, Tuesday and Thursday.
Two nights, yeah.
I'm like stoked.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Of course, you and Bob will be here, so the three of us will be here.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap.
That'll be great.
That's something
Looking
new.
Looking forward to it.
That's something new.
It's been a while.
Anyway, thank you so much for Bobby Jean Bell and Bob Brill, myself, Jim Christina. This is another episode of The Writer's Block that we have pretty much shot right in the butt. So, with that being said, we're going to say goodnight, and we are out of here.